But in the meantime, we have a very honored speaker here tonight, a lecturer, legendary from the hacker scene here in Berlin and across the world.
Across the world.
Welcome. Well, probably not.
Hello.
Actually, I could talk for hours. So at one point, you could just take me from the stage. In 1949, Albert Einstein published an article in Wired's magazine, Why Socialism? I guess some of you might know this article. He writes that socialism is going to end the predatory phase of mankind. So what does he mean with predatory phase? He means that states, countries, have been founded based on force. People have invaded, killed, occupied, tortured other people in order to gain control over their land. And after doing so, they also installed an education system that was usually based on religion in order to justify the theft that they made. So they became masters in manipulating human brains. They became masters in manipulating the way people think, so that people consciously and subconsciously accept obedience for themselves and accepting what has been done to them as normal, as regular, as something you don't question. So I'm the philosopher of non-thinking. There is a term from Zen Buddhism, Hishiryo, which means the power of non-thinking. What I mean is that most people, they trust their physical existence, their neurons, their brain, less than an imaginary self that they have built as a notion inside their heads. And this imaginary self tells you who you are, what you think, and what you have to do. And I would suggest to you that you stop talking to yourself inside your head, because talking to yourself inside your head, it just means talking to yourself inside your head. And somebody else might have written the content of that speech. Getting rid of that is really tricky, because the inner speech is much faster than if you talk to another person. That's due to the fact that most of the time you already know what you want to tell yourself, because it's you speaking to somebody who you know. Which also means, if you know what you're talking, you could actually stop doing that. So it is more auto-suggestion, self-hypnosis, that is going on if people tell you, I have to think about it, I have to think it over, I have to ask myself. Well, I don't ask myself, because asking yourself is an epistemological nightmare, because you asked yourself because you didn't know the answer in that moment when you asked yourself. So you're actually putting yourself into question, like religions, like the state, like governments, like those types of governments that we see building up in Turkey, that we have in Syria, that we have all around the planet in so many places. Yeah. I think I will cut it at this point.